What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. So smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah. So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says, save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 397. I'm your host, N64 Josh. You guys are all mixed up. I was going to say Crawler again, and Johnny's
here,
right there.
I can fix it. Hold on.
Did this to me last week.
Oh, no, I can't drag it. Why Johnny, can't I drag it?
Johnny, how are you?
I'm in the hot seat. You know, I'm number two now. I've been promoted.
After those Star Wars hot takes.
Yeah. Everybody loved them. I think everybody agrees with me.
Yeah, everybody. Don't tell
me. That's all I saw.
Don't tell him. Hey, Crawler, how are you?
Doing good. Crawler coming at you in this -9 degree day, you know?
Oh, God. It's been terrible.
What's it up like in the Pacific Northwest? I know Cheesy's weather.
Yeah.
How cold is it up there for you, Josh?
Right now it's -6. So, I mean, it's not too bad. But
my watch says -9. Okay. High was 0 today.
Maybe it is -9. I don't know. It's been really cold. I didn't do anything today. So this is how I look.
You
I
shoveled
was like,
your driveway, just... you said.
Yeah, I did. I shoveled the driveway.
That's more than I did.
And now I'm on here and I'm like, oh, I look like Eminem 8 Mile back in the day. So if you're watching the video.
You got one shot, Cheesy. You got one shot.
I'm out here looking like 8 Mile. All right. So I'm
it's
ready
like
for the holidays.
Here. Like, it's not cold here.
Oh,
it will be. Give it a day.
I know. We're getting weather tomorrow. So,
God, how old are we? This show just started, and we're talking about the weather. Like, what happened?
We need to start 397
over. Cheesy, I don't even think we got to say hello. Hello, how are you?
Hi, cheese curds. I forgot. My brain is so frozen.
Uh oh, Johnny, you're getting called out live.
It's not live. Though.
It's cold in PA. Well, guys, we want to invite you to the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come on in, hang out. It's a good time. Talk some games. My life's been a whirlwind the past few weeks, so Saturday mornings is going to be my stream time going forward. We're going to do some Saturday morning streams. I'm going to focus far more on short form content and and just let streaming during the week rest for a little bit until I can catch my bearings. So Saturday mornings and I'm just kind of weekends. Weekends is what I'm focusing on. Okay. So that means if you're, cause I know I have a lot of people racing Mario Kart with me that are across the pond that are always like, yo, can you start earlier? And I'm like, I really can't, you know, 4 PM my time is like midnight for them. And they're like, we want to race, but we're tired. I get it. So Saturday mornings, we're going to be racing some Mario Kart. And then it may be a split stream where I want to start doing more Pokemon stuff. I want to complete my Pokedex for the very first time on my own.
Whoa.
And
you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. Some help.
Okay. Well, we'll get into it after you guys finish saying where you're from, because we'll talk about how I actually beat the game. So, but Johnny,
ooh,
where can people, not one of you said anything when I posted the credits in our chat.
I think you just
chat.
Pulled that off of Google.
Not one of you.
Like, so, I don't think I've been busy today.
Yeah.
We've been sitting in meetings. Did you post this today?
No, this was like on the weekend. So,
I don't pay attention to you.
Yeah, thanks. So nice. Johnny, where can people connect with you and watch?
There it is. There's credits. I see it.
I'm mostly on YouTube now. I'm doing all my streams there. I'm doing shorts, and I release like two longer form videos in a week. So I'm trying to make it a big YouTube year for me, 23. And then TikTok is also big. So Johnnibo, JOHNIIBO.
Nice. Crawler, what about you? You got some Legos going on TikTok periodically?
Yeah, I'm way behind on my advent calendar, but I need to. I'll probably get caught up tomorrow with being off of work. So Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawler is without the E. TikTok and Twitter are the best spots, and then hanging out in Discord occasionally.
And Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
Amazing. All right, guys. So I beat Pokemon. By beat, I mean I rolled credits. I know.
And it's actually impressive though, because it's like doing three storylines and doing the final thing.
I have to confess something though.
He had more to do, so
I'll say that again, Crawler. Your mic got all weird.
We kept telling you had more and more to do when you were like, I'm this far.
Yeah. So I made it all the way until the, like, where you got to traverse the crater. Okay. We won't do spoilers okay. Right now on my own, like three of the little objectives in. Okay. But then this Charizard Terror raid happened. Well, somebody was like, hey, you can do this with me, but you have to take this level 100 Pokemon into the terror raid.
Oh no,
you were so close to doing this, like full on.
What version did you play?
Violet.
Okay, because I was thinking of what that final battle was. And I have a feeling I know what Pokemon they gave you.
They gave you a Steel Hands?
They gave you a Azumarill, probably.
Yeah. The Easter Egg Fat Rat or whatever his name is. I don't know. Pastel Fat Rat. I think that's what I named him. I don't know. So, that being said, but before you guys are like, oh, you really blew it. All of my stuff was 20 levels higher than everything in that room. So I don't think I would have had any problems. Like, I don't think I would have run into any.
You could have just put it away in your Pokemon box and done it with your Pokemon.
You should have just released it. Just not even give you the option for the.
Well, but okay. So I also have a level 100 Charizard, so I could have used that because I got that from the Terror Raid. That's what I got from the raid, right? So I'm like, either way, I could have used the level 100 And the level 100 is fun to just send out and watch them.
By the time you get to that point, it's like you're done with the game anyway. So
exactly. That's what. But yeah. I had to tell the truth.
We appreciate the honesty.
I had to tell the truth. But
you heard it here first.
Everybody was a high enough level. I know I could have just run through it. But
so what was it like for you to like beat the game? Because what was the last game that you beat? Like full honesty.
Shredder's Revenge, probably.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Shredder's Revenge. I mean, 100% of Kirby. keeping the lies going.
Yeah,
I beat four games this year. Pokemon Arceus.
Oh yeah, I beat that. That was recent.
That is
too.
The last game you beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarlet, Elden Ring, and Kirby. So I beat four games. But like Elden Ring counts as like 20. So.
Fair. No, I mean I think this is my favorite Pokemon game, honestly. Yeah. Like I'm doing something crazy right now. I'm working on the Pokedex with Pokemon Go, which I know is not going to be able to fully 100% complete because you have to it's going to be very, very difficult. And even trading is not that. I thought, oh, I'll be able to trade with people. No, it's not. You have to have a lot of resources to trade even. Like, it's not.
Also, I think you have to be close to people. Is that how that works?
Yes. Now, that works out because, like, the community days and stuff.
Can't you take a code? I was going to say, can't you take a friend code?
I don't think for trades. You have to be within a distance of the person. Yeah. So... Yeah, so
there's workarounds. You move them to home, and then you trade them there, and then you...
You can't move Pokemon from home back into Go.
Can't go back.
Oh, really? Well, okay, so not into Go, but you could move them somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But the other thing I want to do is, outside of Go, is I want to complete Pokedexes within games for streams. Like, I think it'll just be like nice, chill streams, and then but I want to also complete the home Pokedex. Now, why did I say complete Pokedex on my own this time? Because somebody filled my Pokedex in Sword. Like, I was looking through my home. I have like so many different shinies. I'm like, I know I did not catch this. Like, where
you've
did all
one
this
shiny in your life? That's it.
I mean, there's a they distribute a lot of shiny Pokemon, so maybe you got it in a distribution.
Oh no, I'm no. I know that either Carpet or Antoine gave me an entire Pokedex of Sword.
So I completed the Scarlet Pokedex over this past weekend. It's not that bad. Like, it's not that hard to complete. It's like it's 400 mons, but it's really not terrible. There are you will need somebody to help you with the exclusives.
Sure.
And there's like probably like 20 plus of those.
And that's why, I mean, and I also have my copy of Scarlet I could fire up on another Switch.
Yeah, but most of the exclusives are like
end game stuff.
Yeah. So
yeah. And so I'll definitely get some help there. Like, I don't, and that's fine.
Yeah, no, you have to. Like, that's the whole point of these games, of having two versions, is so people trade.
What's
and
interesting,
also money.
Money. But I am kind of interested in the storyline for Scarlet.
Yeah, like, me too.
Without going into spoiler territory,
I think it's similar, but like
it's the inverse of what you.
It's the inverse.
It's the inverse of what you expect.
Okay, so
what you experience. Excuse me.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but I was kind of disappointed that we didn't end this game by starting Arceus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Arceus,
what version were you? You were playing Violet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see that with Scarlet, maybe.
With Scarlet, but not with Violet.
Yeah.
But like the Arceus storyline is you're a current, present day person, and you get sent back to Arceus, and they never explain why or from where, you know, what happens there.
I mean, there's a
DLC next year, guys. DLC next year. That's what's gonna, that's what's gonna tie it all together. So, I don't know. That's what I was like. I was like, oh, is this?
Do you get out? Do you get out of the past in Arceus? I don't even know. Or are you just stuck there?
Main spoilers.
That's good. That game came out in January. I'm not gonna finish it.
No, you don't. You don't.
Okay. So that fits with the.
They don't explain why you're there.
Yeah. What's crazy is you have this picture and your family starts to slowly disappear.
Oh my God.
And so you have to go get up on stage and play Johnny Be Good.
Yes. See, yeah, you have seen this one.
The epic crossover.
So, no, I really enjoyed it. I did start playing Xenoblade again. Like as soon as I like, because I want to do more of the like the end game stuff on Pokemon on stream. So
do you have Live Alive?
I believe I do. I believe so.
Because that's I need to go back and finish that. Cheesy's beaten it, but I think it's like 16 to 20 hours. Okay. Like that would be a beatable experience on, you know, on stream.
You know what I thought was surprising? Triangle Strategy sold 1 million copies.
Whoa. I got one.
Yeah, you can play that too.
Josh would fall asleep.
So, Johnny, I was like, no, I like that style of games. You were talking in our one of our Discord chats about how like there's nothing to play right now. And I'm like, wait, I wanted to ask, like, have you beat Bayonetta?
It was a joke. I was trying to entice Cheesy to interact, but like he was just ignoring that chat apparently.
Yeah, no, I was like, that's bait.
Did the Cheesy whole hates Pokemon, by
Tom
the way,
Hardy so that's gif. The... Did you say I hate Pokemon Unite?
Yeah, Cheesy hates Pokemon.
No, I just haven't played it enough. I think it's fun.
I've been signing into that game every day.
Really?
I just meant Pokemon in general. You just hate Pokemon. That's not Pokemon Unite.
That is not true. I there is something with Pokemon though. When a new Pokemon game comes out, I'm like, all right, here we go again, you know. But then when you start playing it, you're like, oh. Yeah, this is the reason why people like Pokemon games and like why you get kind of sucked into them. And then especially with Scarlet and Violet, I think it really is like the best story that we've had for Pokemon. And it does get you excited after you've played like the post game for DLC and like what they could be hinting at. And like it should be fun to like just go back into it. But I do like spinoff games. I've said that before. I like the spinoff of Pokemon games because I think it develops the world building a little better than just going on Victory Road. But in saying that, like Scarlet and Violet actually does do some world building, and like there's some good stories that like the Titan storyline has some heart to it. And like that's kind of what I want to see with Pokemon. Is that they're not just creatures for battling, but they are within this world and they are living monsters that like everybody has or like can help you with your day-to-day life. And I don't know. I just find that more interesting.
So what you're saying is you bought the $50 Pokemon Unite skin, the Pikachu skin.
Yes. Yeah. Cause I love the way that Pikachu looks. And I couldn't think of a better way to spend $50 during the holidays. No, when you said that, I wanted to comment back, but I was like, that is more than Marvel Snap. Like, what are they doing over there?
You can earn it.
Oh, that's
it takes
cool.
a lot to earn it, though.
It takes a lot to earn it, but you can.
But
earn
at
it.
Least that option is there.
And aren't they cheaping out a little bit on that, where they're only giving you like temporary licenses now that you can earn in game?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, they are definitely, you know, it started off like Pokemon Unite started off as, I feel like, not as skeevy as a lot of these other mobile games. What are you, but now it's
Tencent
pretty
got
bad.
Their hands on it more like, so.
You used to be able to buy the Pokemon as soon as when they came out with in-game coins. Now you have to wait a week or spend real money. And they started doing this thing where they bundle it. So you have to buy the Pokemon plus a skin if you don't want to wait a week.
And the price is jacked up at the very beginning too.
Yeah, you might be spending $20 to unlock a Pokemon.
But it was always kind of skeevy, wasn't it? It was like pay to win.
It was pay to win initially, and then they fixed it a little bit.
I don't know. Like, it's,
you had to pump a lot of money into it to get the items.
I didn't put any money into that side of it.
Oh, where are those receipts?
No, I mean, I did not spend any money. No, I spent money on Pokemon Unite. That's not, I didn't spend any money on the items that increase
leveling items
level or whatever. I grinded those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know that you've spent money.
Oh, yeah, I've spent money on that game. Probably spent close to $100 on that game.
I think more.
Didn't you buy a $30 Lucario skin or something?
It was $40.
But I was able to buy the $40 worth of gems for $20. So it was really only $20. But then I bought another $20 skin for Charizard. I bought a $20 skin. If
you think about it, I'm saving money by giving them more money, you know?
You know, this is a small indie company.
You're an
accountant. I need to support them. If I don't, who will? You know, they might go under.
What, isn't Tencent
the largest, the largest mobile or the largest video game developer in the world, right? Aren't they bigger than the
greatest, the biggest market share
franchise?
Yeah, the biggest market share. People are worried about Microsoft and Activision. It's like, you're not even looking at Tencent.
Tencent just buying everything.
Just came out that Pokemon Unite was downloaded over 100 million times.
Yeah.
How many of those are just sitting on phones that nobody plays with, though?
Yeah.
Playing it on phone is not great. I got rid of that.
It's fun. It's fun playing against people that are on phone when you're on Switch.
Yo, not going to lie. Yesterday, I hooked up my Xbox controller to my iPad and played Call of Duty Mobile, and I am a god. That's all I
will say. Use a backbone. You're going like 30-1.
Microsoft's going to get. That's how Microsoft's going to get Call of Duty on Switch. Is just Call of Duty Mobile.
I was getting nuke after nuke. It was beautiful. I'm like, this is how it used to be. So,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of spending money, Corn Player 2 is official in the North America region, and I bought two of them. Go. They're coming out in what, January?
January. It's the 20th. Like it's the 20th. It's the day of Fire Emblem Engage, January 20th.
Yeah, I wonder.
Target made me pay $6 for shipping. So
I told you just to buy more stuff. That's how you save money.
That's how they get you.
That's what you just did in Pokemon Unite. Just spend more money to save money, you know?
That's how they get you.
Listen. Listen,
you were already gone.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys.
I'm going to go out on that Friday and try to find one. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to tell you guys a little thing I did last year. So, in order to buy Pokemon or Animal Crossing amiibo cards last year at Target, they were the only ones that had them. You had to spend $35 minimum before they would sell you four packs. So I can't tell you how many times I figured out to get exactly $35 by buying Mega Blocks and the four packs of control of amiibo cards, and then driving immediately to the store, picking them up, and immediately returning the Mega
Blocks.
Going
to customer service, going to store pickup, and then walking one counter walking over right, to customer service.
Walking right to customer service because I'm like, no way, you guys are not getting me. Forget this. So. Yeah. So there you go. Pro tips. If you want to get the Animal Crossing cards on target.com, just
you were buying lots of mega blocks though. At that point you were buying or the mega constructs, like the
some of them,
the yeah, Halo, the stuff.
Halo ones. Yeah. I think I have a couple of them. I still never got the sword with the code I needed. I was looking for
I have
that
the sword. What? Where is it?
What?
So adults who buy toys for themselves account for 25% of all toy sales.
I would say I saw a thing on, the Today Show this week, I think yeah. 2 days ago or something like that. It was like, what they call us? They called us I don't remember what it was. They had a name for adult kids.
Man child?
Like pretty much. But they grouped in like puzzle. They called Legos puzzles, which I don't know about that. But
I think you can consider them puzzles. I think you can.
And then like collectibles and nostalgia was like number two.
What a bunch of losers. Who would yep. buy toys Who would do for themselves that? When they're adults? I'm glad our audio listeners can't see our backgrounds.
This show goes out on video on Spotify. So,
so know. Click that video button and take a look.
Okay. I didn't say Spotify.
Speaking of Spotify, guys, there is a subscription that gives you all the shows ad-free. So, and there's a link in the show notes if that's something you're interested in. So, every episode becomes ad-free with the subscription. Speaking of nostalgia, we're going to take a trip down memory lane talking about some of our best Christmas memories, right? But I also want to piggyback. I saw recently in the store Micro Machines are making a comeback, but not just Micro Machines, Transformer Micro Machines.
Oh, and you're screwed.
You have never had foot pain until you've stepped on a Micro Machine. Just watch Home Alone. You'll understand, right? So, yeah. Uh-oh, Brian says, nope. No, they're not. Yes, they are.
I mean, they're trying to capitalize on all these adult yeah. children that are buying toys for themselves.
I mean, I was just watching Home Alone, and they made action figures out of sports players. And I was like, even as a kid, I was like, who is buying this? Like, this is the, who wants this? Right. And then I met some jocks and I was like, I get it. They don't know how to have fun. Like that's the problem here. So, but yeah, they were such an interesting toy that, like basketball player that can't move just with a basketball in his hand, like, super great. And now I collect Amiibo, so I'm going to shut up. But yeah, let's talk some of our best Christmas memories. Chat, if you guys got anything you want to put in, you know, if you got anything that you want to put any memories, throw them in the chat. We'll throw them up and read them as well. Cheesy, I'm going to let you kick this off. You said you had one right at the beginning of the.
I have a question for Cheesy real quick, though.
Oh.
Did you submit anything to IGN's podcast? Because I thought I heard your name. I wasn't sure. I think they mispronounced it as well. But did you submit a memory?
I did. Was that on?
It was on the on the Christmas episode about GameCube and your grandma.
Yeah, so I can tell that story. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
yeah, you were meant. I finished listening to that episode today. So yeah, you're on there. They mispronounced your name. They said Cheesy Tree, I think, is what they said.
I mean, but that is like my handle right now.
Oh, that's your Twitter handle. Yeah. All right. So okay. So I wasn't crazy. I was like, I think that's cool. Cheesy, yeah. Probably, but yeah,
I'll check that out. Yeah. So. Like just video game wise, they IGN asked, you know, if you had any like, you know, Christmas memories, like what's your best gaming Christmas memory? For me, it was I went over to my Nana's house for Christmas Eve. Like we have this big Christmas Eve dinner. Right. And I want to say I was like maybe like 11 or 12 years old, maybe. Maybe I was younger than that. I can't remember. But we would always open up gifts at Christmas Eve night. And then there was also like our stocking would have some gifts as well. And one of the items in my stocking was wrapped. And so I unwrapped it and it was Burnout for the GameCube. And I was like, this is so weird because I don't have a GameCube, but I definitely asked Santa for a GameCube. And then the next morning I woke up and there was the GameCube. And like, I was happy because I have the GameCube, I have a game to play, but I also figured out that my Nana and Santa were buds. And that was like one of the greatest Christmas gifts.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I guess like the other one I can tell that I don't really like, I don't, all I've heard is from like my parents' side of things, but my sister and I were asking for a Nintendo DS when those were released. You know, we were asking for that for the Christmas season. And I guess they like went jingle all the way on this thing because they like asked everybody there's, they said, if you see a Nintendo DS in the store, let us know. Not only one, but two, because we both were asking for one. And they got everyone involved going high and low looking for these things. And eventually they found one that was like 2 hours out. Like, I guess that just shows like how spoiled I was as a kid and just how much my parents loved me, I guess, or loved us. And you just have to appreciate that level, I guess, of what parents will do for their kids. Like, I don't know what that's like, but it's, I can't imagine that it's easy, but it's also just how much they love you. I don't know. I just really appreciate that moment.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Crawler, how about you? And it doesn't necessarily have to only be for you if there's something that you did for your kids or whatever, because that's some of the stuff I'm going to share because I am an a-hole.
I mean, the biggest one that stands out video game wise is, I don't know what year I bought my 64. I bought it myself. Like, my parents never gifted me consoles. They would gift me video games and other stuff. But so it was either 96 or 97, Christmas season. And I think that end of October, November time, I had emptied my piggy bank and bought the 64 for however much they cost back then. I can't even remember how much they were. But I was console poor because all I had was the console, and consoles didn't come with games after the Super Nintendo did. I had Super Mario World.
Right. Yeah.
But the 64 did not launch with a game like the Wii did. But
the Wii did.
Yeah.
My Wii U
so
did.
I didn't have anything. So I just had a console for like probably a month or so.
No, that's horrible.
I don't think I had anything.
How many times did you pick up the controller and just like pretend to play something?
So by Christmas Eve, this is when we lived in the Chicago suburbs. We would go down on Christmas Eve and walk the city, and my dad's office would have that Santa would be there and have a gift for everybody. And so I got Diddy Kong Racing downtown, and then had to proceed to walk downtown and go see the Marshall Fields windows and do all sorts of stuff downtown on Lakeshore Drive and all that kind of stuff. And then take the train back home. And then I had a brief moment before church and everything. So I got to play a lot of Diddy Kong Racing that night. And then the next day I think I had Mario 64 and at least Star Fox 64. I don't know if I had one more as well, but then maybe as well, I got Extreme G, I think. So I had a good handful of games to play. But that was from going to nothing to all those great games on 64 was great. And there was a lot to do in Diddy Kong Racing story mode with all those different vehicles.
Yeah,
that was great. That's great. I usually talk down to it just because people try to compare it to Mario Kart. I'm like, just stop.
It's not Mario Kart, but it has its own special.
It's fantastic. Place. It's great.
And it came out and they redid it on DS, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. On DS also. Johnny, how about you?
So growing up, I don't think my parents were too fond of video games. I mean, they would buy me them, but I had an uncle that's probably like, you know, 10 years older than me, I think. So he's my godfather, and he would always buy me a game for Christmas. And that's how I got introduced to like Metroid Prime and like Pikmin. Like, he would get me the games that like my parents wouldn't even know about. So now that I'm an uncle and my nephew's starting to get into video games, I'm able to get him games. I got him Mario Kart 8 Deluxe last year. And now this year,
You're
I got
part of the problem, Johnny. Switch. Keep buying that game.
I know. I got a Nintendo Switch Sports this year, and so
you don't like
we
it.
Went. What?
So you
apparently,
don't.
I don't know. Apparently, he's asking for it. Like my sister's telling me. He asked me every day.
Josh, come on.
Hey! They played it and liked it.
But like we went out earlier this week. So I think Monday. So or a week away from Christmas. So I'm like, I got to go to GameStop. GameStop didn't have Nintendo Switch boards. I'm like, we'll just stop at Target. Target didn't have Switch boards. So I had to order it on Best Buy. And it got here in like a day. I didn't have to spend like extra money or anything. I was pretty pumped for that. But like, who's buying Nintendo Switch boards? Like, is this going to sell like
parents for 10 Christmas.
Million copies this holiday season?
Well, like, I mean, Nintendo's been in all the malls that everybody shops in. Promoting their promoting Switch Sports.
When I
we were at them all that they had around, the thing.
Switch is the only console that you can buy. Like there's maybe some Series S's available, but that's kind of it. And Switch is always in stock, at least when I've been walking around the stores.
I saw three tonight.
Yeah, it was we were at a lights. Mall that was the Nintendo, whatever they called Nintendo Experience or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had the giant. Yeah,
Cheesy and I went to that in the mall this summer.
Yeah.
But they don't like sell games there though, which I find kind of odd. Like you think that they would have some games to sell.
Did you get the Christmas pins?
No, we didn't do it. I just saw that it was what? There.
Is there something on My Nintendo?
No. Like if you do that little mall thing, they'll give you Christmas pins.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they were. So they did a different tour than what they did over the summer.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds a little different than what we did, Crawler.
Oh, okay. I just assumed it was the same one, but...
I mean, it could be like the same one, just different themed for the holidays.
That's where I had that TikTok of me playing Mario Kart on like an 85-inch TV. And
I thought that was
they had a Nintendo store.
So there's one at the Nintendo store, but then I did it at a mall too, so...
Oh. Yeah, the mall had a giant TV, but it had like Joy-Con. Next to it, so it was right. A giant Switch.
Yeah. So,
is it weird for you, Johnny, to feel like the uncle that your uncle was?
A little bit. It is kind of weird. Because I know how much of an influence he had on me.
Yeah,
and I could see that could happen. Because I don't see him very often. Kind of just like my uncle.
Yeah,
I didn't see him very often. It was like he was the guy that gave me presents. So.
Yeah, and I guess like weird was probably not the right choice of words. Not like weird as in bad, but like weird as in like you were just carrying over the same gift that was given to you, and you get to give that to somebody else now.
Yeah, it is an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
Now, because you know my sister's not me and my sister are different. We have different. Like hobbies, so she doesn't really know much about video games, so she always comes to me if you want something. So
that's nice.
I'm pretty similar with my uncles who got me into gaming and would take me to the arcade all the time. Quick little side note, he ended up going to college. He graduated in 86, the same year I started kindergarten, and ended up leaving for college, and I was one of two people that actually had him break down into tears when he left, because I was just like, I cannot believe you're leaving me. Right. I'm like six. And then I remember going and telling his brother, I'm like, well, my favorite uncle's gone. So you got to do stuff with me now. Like what a little, oh my God. I was so terrible. But
I mean, I don't really have competition, so that's nice. Like I'm the only sibling on this side. So.
I'm the oldest of six, but my little brother could not. He's just like, you know, he's not buying kids video game stuff. He just recently got a Switch, and then he's like uber addicted. He's got like 400 hours in Breath of the Wild. I'm just like, bro, you have a sickness.
Smart.
I love it.
Smart guy.
I love
smart
it. Guy. Well, during this holiday season, one of the things we've been doing is, you know, I've bought so many copies of Mario Kart for all my nieces and nephews and stuff that, like, on Sunday, I just sent out a massive text and was like, hey, jump into the friends on Mario Kart. We're going to be here. And we raced with like 10 of us. Like we had 10 people, right? And a few of them couldn't make it, but that might become kind of a regular occurrence where just like we all get together and race. Not too long ago, I just hit up my cousin and he ended up racing with us for a while. They hadn't tried the new tracks and stuff yet. So that's been fun. But you guys, most of you heard my GameCube story where like I was newly married, didn't have much money. And my wife got like with her tip money, the GameCube, and then had somebody else buy the controller and buy Star Wars Rogue Squadron. And every place we went, there was a different gift. So that was super cool. The DS. So I had given my boys the original DSs. I had a blue and a silver, I believe. And so they were playing those, but the DS Lite had come out and there was a good trade-in deal. And so I snatched their DSs and then was like, I can't believe you guys lost these things.
Oh my God.
You are a horrible person. Wow.
And so, I mean, I didn't like get mad at them or anything like, but they were so stressed. They're just like, how we both lose these? You know, they were pretty young still. They were probably like
you
six.
Grinch.
Four, like,
how did save data work on the DS? Was it on? Could you
had
put
to
it
transfer
on?
It.
They didn't care. They were like, they
probably ruined a Pokemon game for them. Didn't
or
you?
I thought it was no. on the cart. No, it was on the cart.
Yeah,
it was on the
I cart. Think you're right.
Oh, it was yeah. on the cart back then. Yeah.
I think it was. So what's funny is we literally at Thanksgiving, we were talking about this. They were just like, they were both going like, you remember we couldn't find our DSs and we were terrified. And I don't even know if I asked them about them, you know, but like, and I took it up to the point, like as close to Christmas as possible so that they weren't without them. So that's kind of a funny memory. Given both of them, both the boys, Xbox Ones was super cool, except that was the Lizard Squad year. And so we couldn't play them. Like they couldn't do anything with them. They were literally just a paperweight. My younger son was super into DS. He loved it. And I ended up getting him the Mario Kart DS, which we traded in, and it makes me so sad because I really wish it was in my collection. But when I got that for him, he actually broke down in tears. Like I have video of him just like
N64 kid a little bit,
just so excited that he was getting this DS, you know? So I've always loved being able to do any kind of like console or just, you know, just gaming gifts, right? To the point that I'm like, if I don't get a game on Christmas, it isn't Christmas, and I will have to buy myself one at least digitally. If there's just this weird thing in my head, like that weird switch in my head that flipped when I was very young, that if I don't get a game on Christmas, it's not Christmas. So I will, I will make sure, even if I have to order myself something, like boop, here comes, it'll be here the next day or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. So. We'll see what happens. See what happens this year. I want to grab Brian's comment from the chat here. It says, opening SNES on Christmas Day, but not giving a F because I had pulled it out of my parents' closet a month earlier. And every day before my parents got home from work, I would play for 30 minutes. I beat Super Mario World before Christmas.
I think I told a story similar to that with the GameCube. I used to do that with the GameCube. I knew I was getting it for Christmas. I knew where they hid it. So whenever they would go out for the night, I would, you know, sneak into the room and open it up and play.
It's a lot of work to set up a console and then break it down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Josh's aunt and uncle did the inverse. They bought it for their kids and then played it every night and were playing Animal Crossing.
They got the family gift was the GameCube, and then they got my cousin Tasha, they got her of TV/VCR, like this is back in the GameCube days, right? And so they would take that and set it up with the GameCube in their bedroom and they were so hooked on Animal Crossing.
Playing that, on like what, a 13-inch TV or something?
Yeah,
like
a 13-inch on the other side of the bed in case the kids came in, you know, like. And, but I love that. I mean, that kind of stuff is just it, you know, there's something about that, right, Johnny? I mean, you sat and played through some of those games, like.
Yeah, it was a rogue. I played through Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Leader.
Yeah.
Rogue Leader. And I didn't know about a memory card, so I would just play the, you know, the first mission over and over and over again, and it's the trench run, and I'm like, so I have like very fond memories of the trench run because of that.
Yeah, and that opening dance sequence with the stormtroopers, right?
I don't remember that.
In the logo as it loads up, like,
yeah, they're stormtroopers doing a dance, dancing. They're doing a dance number. The stormtroopers are. That's.
I do have another. This isn't really a Christmas memory. I just think it's a funny, like, holiday thing. So I, my brother-in-law's brother-in-law, I see him 2 to 3 times a year, probably like around holidays. And every single time he talks to me about Hades. It's like the only game that he plays is Hades. So I cannot wait to tell him that there's a sequel coming out.
Yeah.
I doubt that he knows because he's not like in tune with gaming news. He just plays certain games. He just like, he's obsessed with Hades. Yeah. And so I can't wait. If I see him over the holidays, like, I can't wait to tell him, like, hey man, there's a new one coming out. And then I won't see him for 6 months.
What you got to do is just tell him, hey, you know, I'm really big on TikTok and YouTube. The developers actually sent me this video. I told him how big of a fan you were.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dude, that...
No, and I guess another like Christmas story, not so much a story, just the fact that my parents got us N64 for Christmas. And when I opened it, they said, this is for you to share. You have to share with your sister. And they got her like A Bug's Life and Elmo's Letter Adventure. And, you know, like it was for us to share. And I don't think she touched it once because I just didn't let her. In fact, I think I played those games just because they were there to play. Maybe she was watching. Maybe I did like the whole.
How close are, in age are you to your sister?
We are 2 years apart.
Young, she's younger.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I might have gave her like the controller and was like, "You're doing so good," you know. But she wasn't actually playing.
The unplugged controller trick.
Yep. Yep.
I can remember. And again, I mean, we've been doing the show for so long. I'm sure I've told most of these stories, right? But like the big thing for me when I was a kid is my parents said no fighting games. But they love Punch Out. I'm like, you know, that's like a fighting game, right?
It's a puzzle game.
And so I guess it was a sport, right? Boxing is a sport. That's how they got around that one. But
street fighting is a sport.
Speaking of Street Fighter. So what's interesting is they must have modified the way we did Christmas that year, because typically my mom's side would come over on Christmas Eve. But that was the year I got my Super Nintendo. And my aunt had Street Fighter for me. So there's no way that they gave me Street Fighter. But I remember that they came over that night. I opened it and immediately ripped the plastic off because they said no fighting games. And I was so
ruined it. So they can't return it.
Exactly. And so like what had happened is Super Nintendo launched and like, it was one of those things super hard to find, right? Especially like the launch day. And I had a friend who got it. And I remember going and playing Mario, and then his mom took us to the store and they had like 2 games to rent. And one of them was Street Fighter 2. And of course I'd played it in the arcade, but then like getting to sit and play it over and over again, basically having the arcade in your living room was like, that was one of the craziest experiences growing up with gaming, was experiencing the arcade games at home that looked the same. You were just kind of like, this is the future, right? Like, that's what it seemed like. And so I got really good with Zangief. Like, it was, we had so much fun. And when I opened and saw that game, which I'm pretty sure now, like, there's no way my mom would remember, but I'm pretty sure she probably told her, like, hey, this is the one you should get him. But, like, I was so afraid that they were going to, because they had taken stuff from me before and returned it. Like I bought a salt and pepper tape when I was, like, in second grade. And they, like, were, I gave them.
I'm singing dirty things in that yeah, song, Josh.
Yeah, I gave them the bag. I'm like, here, I'm going to the arcade. And they returned my tape. I was so mad, right? So I didn't trust them. I'm like, they'll take this back. And I need this game in my life, right? So, I ripped into that thing. But I think, and I know I've probably told this on here before, but one of my favorite memories was from my aunt and uncle getting Super Empire Strikes Back. And I still have like a CIB of that game, and staying up until Christmas morning to then open gifts. And like that game, I remember like where my thumb started to get sore from using the D-pad for so long. I don't know if you guys have played Super Empire Strikes Back.
It's not an easy game.
It is not an easy game. And I beat all of the Super Star Wars games on Super Nintendo without any assistance. No Game Genie, nothing like that. Like, and because I couldn't not experience getting to fight Vader. Like, that was something I just wanted to do so badly. And when he finally, like, you know, he starts throwing like different items at you, and you've got to hit him with the saber and still try to keep fighting him and stuff. It was like, it was basically a losing battle.
Spoilers. Like,
I know, right? From 1980.
How many people didn't get there?
Right. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because Johnny doesn't care about Vader anyway.
Yeah, I don't care. When's the Kylo Ren game?
Right. Right.
Well, and Brian's talking about Super Return of the Jedi as well, but like those games were one thing on the Super Nintendo, and then there was a different version on Game Boy. I had like the Return of the Jedi game on Game Boy, and those weren't easy either. none of them were easy back then.
Well, and I have Star Wars and Empire on NES. Not great. Not great. No. Games. I think I have Empire complete.
Isn't there a land speeder? It's really bad vector perspective kind of.
For on Super Nintendo, it's like top down. It's almost Zelda.
I thought there was one like behind the.
That's Return of the Jedi when you start when you start the game. I was like, that was the first. I was a little bit turned off right off the bat. I'm like, this is not part of the movie. Like, who put this in here? But even that one starts off like super difficult. You've got to jump between these different platforms and it was the kind of game where it's like you have three lives and maybe you get an extra life. And if you die, like maybe there's a code they give you like to be able to start back.
Mega Man style, maybe.
Yeah. But like, I don't remember either, but I just know like I played a lot of the levels over and over again, but I mean, experiencing Hoth on the Super Nintendo. And I remember I was thinking, oh, I'm just gonna have to shoot the AT-ATs. And I remember hitting my tow cable and I was like, oh, it attached. And then, you know,
that was some of the best parts of Rogue Squadron on 64.
Oh yeah,
you got to take down AT-ATs that way.
Yeah, so I mean, again, go watch the graphics are, you know, it's a little bit rough, like, but so many fond memories of playing Super Empire Strikes Back.
We want that unreleased Rogue Squadron game.
Yes, we do. It's just stuck somewhere in the Factor 5.
Factor 5 dev kit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I do, you know, talking about my aunt and uncle, there was in 1989, they bought each other Game Boys for Christmas. And I remember playing, I wanted one so bad. My parents never got me the Game Boy. It wasn't until like last year sometime that I found a CIB OG Game Boy and I bought it. I'm like, you know what? I've never, I didn't get this. I have one, but I need to resolder it. And I'm like, I'm picking this thing up. And so, but I remember sitting and doing link cables with Tetris. We were in the living room.
I would do that with my aunt all the time. She was my Game Boy buddy.
Well, she'll never hear this, but they used to have in their living room glass, glass coffee tables or end tables. And she got super pissed one time, slammed the Game Boy down and shattered the glass.
Oh my God.
So, you know, beware of my aunt, but yeah, I just saw recently, I don't know if there's any like any fans of like the older like Atari games, but Alleyway was really fun on Game Boy, and that's like an Arkanoid ripoff, and Arkanoid just made its way to the Switch. Like I don't know when it came out, I didn't catch the, but it's out on Switch right now. So if you were a fan of Alleyway, that's like Arkanoid Recharged or something like that is available. So, so you can check that out. But
we've been going down memory lane, but like this week, we've been getting small little bite sized indie stuff. Are we thinking Sports Story is gonna launch tomorrow?
I think so.
Because it's day five of these indies.
End of week strong.
Yeah, that and GoldenEye.
That would be, is that technically an indie?
Well, I mean,
but where is that? They did say this year for GoldenEye, right? Yeah.
Did they? I don't know.
Today's Thursday, and they normally will release their online games on Thursday, and we didn't hear anything. So
we still have a week, though. We still have a week.
I think That'll Sports Story is tomorrow, probably, though.
Yeah.
Sports Story, yeah. I think, is tomorrow. Yeah.
I think everybody knows, like, that is what they've been hinting at. They know that that's what people want. And it's been fun. Like, I really enjoy when Nintendo does these kind of things where it's just adds some charm. So for those that don't know, Indie World has been doing like an advent calendar each day this week and been like releasing or talking about like 3 to 4 different games. And then it's like, okay, come back the next morning.
I think two games every day have at least been releasing. And then they're talking about a few more that are coming out in the future.
Okay.
The one out of the 8 games that have been announced, so like that are out now, the penguin punching game looks pretty fun that I want to maybe pick up.
Yeah. I tried to,
it's like a puzzle platformer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that's made by
somebody. It's made by the same people that make
Fast RMX. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm a big fan of Mortal Shell that just came to the Switch. It's a Souls like.
Yeah, Melatonin is a lo-fi like rhythm game that just came out. Our friend Daft Husky has been playing a lot of it. Seems to really be enjoying it. I'm trying to remember like what other. There's like a gecko game that looks like Breath of the Wild.
The penguin game, I think, was made by the same people that made Bomb Chicken. I think it looks the same. And I think that was said in the Indie Direct. Bomb Chicken's a fun game if you haven't played it.
But. It is. Yeah. It is. Well, happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas or whatever you celebrate. If nothing, you know, have a
normal. Do we want to talk about what's happening sometime early next year?
Yeah. Spill the beans.
So we are, what episode was this one? This one was 397.
Yeah.
So we got we're 3 weeks out from episode 3 weeks out from episode 400. And we're going to be all meeting up here in the Denver area because Cheesy and I live in the Denver area, and we're all going to be together for an in-person video game extravaganza kind of weekend where we're going to.
I might have changed my mind when I heard it's -9 degrees.
No, it'll be 60 on it's 60 on Tuesday. We're bipolar state here when it comes to weather.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so look forward to that. We need to get our Airbnb reserved and details hammered out, but I think it's going to be the weekend of Martin Luther King weekend, so look for that episode coming out around January
12th.
12th or 13th-ish. Yeah. So look for that.
And if you're in that area, we want to get together. I know Kyle is over there. So if you're in the greater Denver area and you want to get a chance to hang out with us, we will have a location picked out, maybe a barcade or something similar. I don't know what's
there. We're
going
to do an arm wrestling tournament.
Are we really?
Don't you guys have a rematch you have to settle?
Oh, that's right. We tied.
Were locked.
It was dead.
Deadlock.
It was just deadlock. I was like, your skills match mine in the ring. Tag team. So Brian says 400 episodes. How many years is that? The anniversary of this show is the day I signed up with Podbean was February 23rd of 2017. It was when they announced
27. It was 2017, right? Wasn't it February of 2017? And then it came out a month later.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it really
Brian was there. Brian was on episode one, wasn't he?
Yep, he was.
I think it really hit its stride around March of 2020, if I remember correctly.
We might have to do something special and get Brian and Eric on a call for a little bit that weekend.
I would love that. Yeah. Any of the past Captain Logan, Super Nintendo Dad, Mel, yep. You know, it'd be fun. So but all right, guys, we appreciate you so very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here live with us. We are doing this Thursdays, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. You guys are all amazing. We love you, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now. ¶¶